remembering him, you see. The little orders which he gave us, I mean, they are reminders, they're like meditation, you see. You're always thinking of that, that no, Baba's told me this, I have to do this, Baba's asked me to do this. So, Baba never asked us to meditate, but these little orders, they're reminders like meditation.
Focus. Okay.
Yes.
Reminds you of them.
Hmm?
Keep reminding you of them all the time.
No, dear. I didn't think anything. I didn't think I was an instrument for Baba to do all his work with me. At least I don't think so. If Baba has worked through me, I don't know. But I didn't have any thoughts like that, and nor do I believe I did anything for Baba like that. But I just did what he asked me to do. Say goodbye, Baba. That's all. Without asking him why or what. Yeah. But how our mind works, you see. And then I thought to myself, how practical the Master is. How very practical Baba is. He knew I could not leave the office any odd time and just rush off to the telegram office, which was miles away, come to send the telegram, come back rushing to the office. And Baba knew this was all very, very impractical. So before, I mean, I didn't say anything. I said, yes, Baba, but my mind worked so fast, and Baba decided for me, you see. He solved it. Mm-hmm. He was so practical. I mean, he didn't give you orders which could hinder your work or in any way embarrass you or anything. Yes, many a times situations have been there when one was embarrassed. When we first went to Bombay, of course, there were orders, we couldn't eat out. We had to carry our own food. We couldn't be entertained anywhere. We couldn't go to, if we visited anybody and they invited us for lunch, we had to carry our own lunch and eat there. So, I mean, all these orders were there. My family, my own sisters and brothers would invite me and I'd carry my sandwich or something and they said, but Katie, what's wrong? You're eating at your sister's place, isn't that all right? I said, no, but it's Baba's orders. They couldn't understand. I said, no, Baba said no. And that means no, I can't eat. They'll be very surprised when Baba's orders. But then when Baba came later to Bombay, he said, now all those orders are over. And you can eat out freely, you can see a movie, you can go out. And we couldn't see movies, we couldn't go out for any entertainment, we couldn't do anything, we couldn't buy anything, we just had to use what we had. Just the essentials, if we needed. But they were very strict orders. Mm-hmm. All for all of us, I mean Kitty, Rana, myself, Kaushik, Masi, we were sent to Bombay. We all had to work, earn our living, and be independent, and not be a burden to anyone. And we managed, yes. We did our best, we tried our best. And then Baba released us from all these orders. And I still have some orders, which for lifelong, of course. That was when I have this severe back trouble, you know. So Baba sent me to a good doctor. There was a good doctor in Pune. I was in Pune with Baba. And an American doctor, too. She examined me and she said, if you could lose a little weight, it'll help your back, you see. And she told me all sorts of things, exercise and this and that. And Baba asked me, what was the report? What did she say? And I said, Baba, she said this, I should do this, I should do that. And she said I should lose a little weight. It's not good for the back. Baba said, good. Then you don't eat rice, you don't eat potatoes, and you don't eat butter. So that stuck.
No rice, no potatoes,
and no butter. But since then, I've been adding on more weight. See?
Olive oil, spaghetti.
No, that he didn't mention because we don't eat such things here. So I mean, rice is our staple food. Rice, potatoes, we often eat, and butter for breakfast only a little. That too, I didn't eat. But Baba said you don't eat that, and you will lose weight. But I have noticed that ever since I stopped eating that, I've been adding more weight. So I've been putting on more weight instead of losing weight. So I just
only for a while.
No, forever? For lifelong. Well, try for a while even. It helps. Because rice is starch, you see. Potato is starch. And butter, of course, is fat.
You won't believe this. But I don't eat those three things.
No? How nice.
I don't eat rice hardly at all. Potatoes are rarely ever eaten. Butter I don't eat.
So it should help.
Doesn't help.
Same here, I told you. But Baba had his reasons. Yeah.
Is your back better since you started?
No. My back is no better. But you have to carry on. You just can't just do a little rolling, a little thing in the bed, and bruce up, brace up, finished.
You can never know what his orders might be for, or what. Can you? Just to remember,
we know that whatever he says is always for our good. And why question him how long and for what and how long, Baba? Mm-hmm. Okay, don't eat rice, don't eat finish. Don't do it.
What other orders did he give?
Well, those other orders are
life.
Very...
Huh? Life orders.
Yes, personal orders. Of course, go out in Bombay when I was there, working there, not to touch men, not to dance, no, all the strict orders, you know. We didn't lead a free life like that. With Baba, we were always very strict, and we have always led a very strict and pure life.
Katie, was it difficult working at the consulate and following those?
Yes,
orders?
very difficult, because I had to be always on, be careful, you know, that I stuck to my orders, you know. Yeah. I mean, the consulate would give us free lunch, and I wouldn't eat, and I'd eat, bring my sandwich and eat, and the consul general would say, but why not? Iranisa, why don't you eat this lunch I'm giving you? Sir, I have certain orders. Orders? From whom? Sir, I have a master. I follow a master. Master? A big woman like you? Following a master? Why do you need a master? I said, sir, I follow a master, and I have a master, I'm going to follow him, and I have his orders, and I will obey him. I don't want your lunch, thank you. Finished. So I had to be very firm, you know. Yes. Otherwise I stick to that job, I leave the job.
They wanted you.
Yeah, if they wanted to keep me, it was keep me with my orders. Finished. Yeah. Like many things, many a times it happened. And he would be very annoyed because I would say, sir, I can't do this because it's my master's orders. Can't you think for yourself? You need a master to think for you? Yes, sir. I have a master and I do what he asks me to do. So I have to obey him. Ah! He would go, ah! Bah! Japanese. But I used to tell him, you know, I said, you follow Lord Buddha, don't you? You're a Buddhist. So, like Lord Buddha, I have a master, Meher Baba. And I follow him. And I do what he asks me to do. So, don't you follow your religion? He says, sir, I'm not him. I don't come in your... This does not hinder my work, does it? Have I ever said no, nothing to your work? I'm always ready to do anything you ask me to do. But you cannot ask me to break my orders. If I can't eat, I can't eat. Thank you. I don't want your lunch. And I would see all the steaming lovely chops and potato chips and fish and everything, you know, come to from that hotel room. And they would sit in front of me and eat there, you know, all of them. Couldn't eat anything. I would sit at my table and munch on my raw stuff, salads and cucumber and things like that. And they didn't bother.
Did any of the consuls ever have even the slightest...
I used to put Baba's picture
inquiry
on.
Inquiry about Baba? I mean, did any of them ever get really sincerely interested in Baba?
No. Uh-huh. The Japanese, no. I would have Baba's pictures. You know, there was a glass top on my table, and I would keep all 2, 3, 4 pictures of Baba under my glass top. So one Japanese vice consul, he was an oldish man, he said, Inani-sa, who is this? Your father? Your grandfather? Your boyfriend? He would ask me all sorts of questions. I said, no, sir. No boyfriend, no grandfather. He is Mayor Baba. He's like Lord Buddha. You do like this about Lord Buddha, Mayor Baba. So he couldn't speak English, you see, so I had to speak to him like this and demonstrate and show. Oh, so in the morning sometimes he would pass and he'd say, and I said to myself, you are lucky to bow down to Baba at least. Mm-hmm. I used to observe my silence in the office, you know, some previous consul generals. I would tell them, sir, I will be observing silence tomorrow. I will come to the office, I'll do all my typing work, I'll do everything, except I won't speak and I will not attend to telephone calls. So they didn't mind. And you know, diplomat service means every 2 years you have a new consul general, new staff, new this.
Oh my.
So one consul general came and I gave him a pamphlet about Baba, and it was on silence. And I said, sir, on the 10th of July I'll be attending office, but I'll keep silence. If you speak to me, I will answer to you by writing if you want to know anything. But as far as possible, I will not talk. He said, you know, I told him one day ahead. He thought of it, over it all night, you know. Next morning he comes to the office, he said, Miss Irani, I think you better observe your silence in your own room. I don't want you in the office. I said, all right, sir, I will take leave and stay home. I don't mind. So since then I stopped going to the office. Otherwise I would always attend the office, and all the staff, all my colleagues were so cooperative. The funny thing was, they all knew about Baba, of course, all the colleagues, all everybody. So, I mean, I would tell them, tomorrow I'll be silent. I said, for God's sake, when I'm silent, you don't become silent, you talk. I can hear you. But you see what would happen? They would start becoming silent and they would talk to me in signs. So I get so annoyed and I would write, why don't you talk? And they'd go, like this, you know this way. So, you see, seeing the opposite person silent, they would become silent themselves.
I've noticed that.
Yes, yes. Very funny. So, they'd all keep away from me, you see, on that day. I would have lots of work, I would attend to all my typing, my letters, everything I do. But I would just talk, finished. And telephone calls came, I would tell them to attend to this, finished. But then I thought, why? If they say this, why? Why should I do this? Much better. Then I would come here to Baba or just stay at home quietly. So they all knew about Baba, yes. Towards the end, I would, after Baba dropped his body, I would enter the office and say, Jai Baba. And all the staff would say, Jai Baba. Everybody would say, Jai Baba. They all know about Baba, yes.